We took a look at the Ford bonds from the Great Recession until to today. So let's take a look at some muni bonds. And these are Poway Unified School District bonds. And there's a few others that you can take a look at also. But let's take a look at what happened in the depths of the Great Recession, sorry, recession, to the muni bonds of Poway, California Unified School District. Well, we'll take a little bit of time on Capistrano too, but first let's take a look at Poway because that's what we're going to follow throughout the rest of this little presentation here. 8.6%. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Now remember, muni bonds are federal tax-free, and if you buy muni bonds in your state, they're state tax-free. So for California investors, this is a very good return, 8.6%, and you don't pay any taxes on the interest. Now, why was it so high? Well, notice that they're not even rated. What does this stand for? Poway, California Unified School District, Community Funding District Number 14, Special Tax Bonds. These were issued by the school district. And how's the school district going to pay for them? Are they going to run a bake sale? No. They are able to go to the voters in the Poway School District and say, "Hey, we're the Poway School District. Will you vote to allow us to sell bonds? And we're going to use it to fix up the schools and build new gymnasium and build science labs." And the voters go, "Okay." Do you think the voters understand what's going on? Because what's going on now is because the voters voted for it, now these bonds are being paid back through taxes on people's property taxes. People's property taxes are being assessed a special tax bond. Do you think people understand? No, most people don't understand that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The coupon was 5.25% and it matures in 2036. They started to be callable. This was February 2009, in September of 2009. So Poway School District could call them back, but they had to pay a premium. They had to pay $1,030. I'm gonna make it a little bit bigger here. $1,030. So they were sold at $1,000. You're getting 5.25% or $52.50 on your bonds. But if Poway wants to call them in, pay them off prematurely, then they have to pay you $1,030. Notice though the price. Is it $1,000? No, it's $648.78. So just move the decimal point one to the right. 648.70. Why? Why? Investors were so frightened that Poway School District was going to go bankrupt that they were willing to sell their bonds at a very deep discount. So that 5.25% that you were getting translates into 8.6% because you're not spending $1,000 to get the $52.50. Does that make sense? Notice the minimum. Yes, bond investors tend to be very wealthy, and these people who are hawking these bonds, who are selling these bonds, soliciting these bonds is the legal term, want you to pony up at least $25,000. So that's why we say most of us little investors buy our bonds through mutual funds. Okay, so Poway, it looked bad for Poway. They're not rated. They're not even giving you a credit score. It doesn't look as bad for Capistrano California School District. Why? Because they're double A rated by Standard and Poor's, which is investment grade, and in this time of turmoil, that's a great thing to have, right? They're even insured by a company. And I forget what MBIA stands for, Municipal Bond Insurance Agency. It's a private company. It's an insurance company. So that insurance company will have to pay if the bonds go into the default. Now, whether or not the insurance company's bankrupt or not, that's a different issue. So investors still were dumping these bonds at a discount. They normally would sell at 1,000, but they're selling them for $893.66. And that is why your 5% coupon yield is basically 5.9% because you don't have to pay $1,000 to get the bond. They started to be callable in 2015 at par. They're callable at $1,000, So we say callable at par. So we're going to take a look at that, the Capistrano, but now we're going to follow Poway. So let's go back and take a look at what happened a little more than a year later. Now, you couldn't get the Poway bonds quotes from Yahoo, so you had to go right to FINRA. And it's still not that great. Anyway, I don't trust some of these data points. But here they are, 5.25, 5.13% coupon yields. They're still selling at a discount, but instead of $650, they're selling for $850 or $880, $810 or $797. So the yield is no longer 8.6%. It's 6%, 6.6, 6.858. See, bond prices come down, the yields go up. It's a seesaw. So that was a little over a year later. Now let's go to October of 2010. And we see that they're a little bit higher. The prices are a little bit higher. In fact, one is almost at 1,000 right there. So, and they're some of them are non-rated. The non-rated ones obviously are paying more and selling for less than the rated bonds. But it's all a unified school district, so the whole idea that they're non-rated sort of doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If Standard & Poor's is going to rate them the 2035 bonds at a BBB plus, then you think the other ones, basically, that's probably what. Because why? Poway had to pay Standard & Poor's to rate them. That's why you'll hear people say that there's a conflict of interest. Yes, the issuer has to pay the issuing the rating agency to do the rating. And you think they think the rating agency wants to make them look good? Yeah. So there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there. But let's now go to next is March of 2011. And what we see is that prices have softened a little bit in one case. This one's still high, but again, you have to be careful. So I think that data is stale. These prices look better. And why is that? What happened? Well, at the end of 2010, on 60 Minutes, a very very famous news magazine, or whatever you call it, there was a woman who was well respected in the bond world, muni bond world, who said there's going to be dozens of bankruptcies across the nation of these muni bonds. Sell your muni bonds, and people did. They sold. It wasn't wholesale selling, but it was bad, and it made the bond prices go down. Well, there were a few cities and counties that went bankrupt. Stockton, California, San Bernardino, Detroit, Michigan. But it was just a few, folks. It wasn't that many. So people realized they'd been had. So if we go to the next October 2011, we see the prices have come back up again. And again, some of these prices, I mean, look at that. That's not right. That's something's not right there. So you have to be careful. And if you do want to buy bonds, you're going to have to pay somebody to help you, because you can't get good free quotes. But notice the prices have come back up. And so 5.25%, almost par, almost 1,000. So we're getting a little bit more than 5.25. We're getting 5.35. Here, $886, 5.10, we're getting 6%. And that was, when was that? That was in October 2011. So now let's jump ahead to March 2012. And what we start to see are some of the bonds selling at a premium, because interest rates have, right, exactly. People are now are realizing that, hey, interest rates are low. They were low. The Federal Reserve Bank had brought them down to zero on short-term interest rates. Treasury bond rates had fallen quite a bit. And so, hey, 5% is not bad, right? So some of these bonds now are selling at a premium, just a couple of them, $117. So it's paying, well, it's probably 5.125%, 5 1/8. And so you're actually only getting 4.58% because you have to pay $1,017. And that is, March of 2012. Let's go on to October of 2012. And we're going to see now that more of the bonds are selling at a premium. The yields have come down. People are no longer worried about Poway Unified School District going bankrupt. And so they're bidding up the prices and they're willing to accept lower yields than the coupon rate, than the named rate, the what we pay us, you know, in this case, 5% of $1,050 or $25 twice a year. We're getting 4.999% because we have to pay a little over $1,000. Well, actually, I don't know. There's probably a decimal point missing there. But this one right here is $1,038.94. We're getting, and this is not real. See, this is the bad data. Bad. This one's a little bit better. 4.6% is the coupon yield. Because we had to pay $1,007.92, we get 4.5%, a little bit less. So that's March, what? That's October 2012. Let's go to March. Now, basically, they've hit bottom. Early 2013, that was basically the bottom for interest rates. Now let's go to March of 2015 and see that, yes, interest rates have come down quite a bit and the prices of all these bonds are now higher than $1,000. So you see the relationship? I'm going to get a 5% bond, but I have to pay $114.55. Now, why is this only paying 0.9%? Why? Because this bond is going to mature very soon. We're in April of 2015. And this bond is going to mature in August. So we're only getting a few months of interest. We're not getting a whole lot of interest. That's why it's paying so little. And okay, so let's now, that was 2015. Now let's go to, so interest rates basically stayed fairly stable until 2018 when they started to tick up. The Federal Reserve Bank said, look, you know, the economy's doing well. It's time to start raising interest rates. And we see the prices that used to be in 1,120 or so, they're coming down to 1,050, 1,090. So they're starting to come down. Here are some, these are probably more in line with what's going, well, these are also paying less. Like, see, these are newly issued bonds. But Poway had to pay 5% when they issued these bonds and 4%, but now they only have to pay 3%. So people get to pay less in terms of the price. And so that was 2018. And 2019 is when people thought, come on, it's time to start raising interest rates. The economy's doing well. And at the same time, other people said, no, you don't understand. There's too much debt. We're gonna get hit. And no one had foresaw the coronavirus. So here, some of these bonds are still at premiums, the ones paying 5%. Some of them that are paying less are still at a discount because interest rates are starting to tick up. The economy's doing better. More demand for money. It's time to raise interest rates. We don't want the economy to overheat. So the prices of bonds go down. That's what we'd expect. Some people worried about a recession, but nobody expected what happened in 2020. And again, we're at the same place we were before where people are frightened, terrified, but not so much with the municipal. They're not too worried about the muni bonds. See, there's still some of them are still paying. Here, the ones that are paying 5% are still selling at a premium. In fact, some have gone up a little bit. $1,198 gone up a little bit. It's paying us 5%. AAA plus. Notice this one's rated a little higher. This one's AA-, but it's still very similar. And then the ones that are paying less are still selling a little bit less than 1,000 because interest rates had ticked up. But again, you cannot trust this data. You really have to go to your broker or sign up for Fidelity or whatever and see what they're really selling for now. Okay? Bond prices go up, interest rates go down. Interest rates go up, bond prices go down. It's a seesaw. It's a upside down relationship, inverse relationship. So I hope this has been a little illuminating. Go in there, do your own research, see what kind of quotes you can find. You'll probably find that corporate bonds are selling at a discount because people are worried about many corporations going under. Some of the better corporations know. But the municipalities look like they're in pretty good shape. And the treasury bonds are selling for outrageous amounts because people have, it's called flight to quality. They have gone hog wild and bought as many treasury bonds as they can because they know, or they believe, then the United States Treasury is never going to go bankrupt. We'll see. And so those prices have skyrocketed and the yields have come down. And we'll discuss that when we take a look at the yield curve. Okay, so do some bond quotes, realizing that the data is a little suspect. And if you find a better place to go look for free bond quotes, please send them my way. Please, please, please. Okay, keep up the great work, students. We're so proud of you.